I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What did they say? I missed it.
Jacob said it looked like Nick was going to die again. I believe.
if the choking didn't get you, it was the ad read that ended up getting you.
Bonjour, Bob. I did it myself. All right. Five words no one wants to say. JP, the old ladies here was not friendly fire. All right. We can do better. We will do better. And, okay. Maybe. Let's not go too far. But no, yeah. So I think everybody enjoyed the sight of me making myself laugh, which is really all that matters in this life.
That's all that matters. There was a different read that you do that I was hoping it was, but then it didn't end up.
That's coming up
at
the end of this segment.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So if you really just want to pigeonhole me into a second wasted ad, this is your opportunity here. But John Fanta coming up in just about 20 minutes. Mary-Kate Cabot was on with the Morning Boys today. And actually, she was on with Baskin and Phelps.
Yeah.
And
Midday Men.
She was,
Yeah, didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Didn't hate it.
I was like Cleveland sports dads because even around the station, they're the older, wiser gentlemen here. They're esteemed gentlemen.
Isn't everyone but Jake a Cleveland sports dad on the station?
Well, yeah, but we're young Cleveland sports dads.
Okay.
They're established gentlemen. They're esteemed gentlemen. Anyways.
They're closer to being Cleveland sports granddads.
Okay, that's dirty pool.
They are closer to that, though,
right,
than like where we are. I have a three-week-old. It's about as fresh as it gets.
Three-week-day-old? That's a callback. That's a callback.
If you get it, you get it.
But Mary-Kate Cabot was on with the Midday Boys / Men and talked about the possibility of more trades for the Browns.
I think that they will definitely try to make some more deals. I don't think it means that they are ready to sell off their big name players or some of their better players right now. But I think Andrew will call every single team or talk to every single team like he pretty much does around this time of year. And there probably will be some more trades made. Again, I don't think that means they're going to trade away I don't think they intend to trade away a David Njoku. That's not in the plans right now, but it wasn't in the plans to trade away Joe Flacco or Greg Newsom either. So if someone shows up on your doorstep or on your phone with a good enough offer, you're going to at least listen to it. So anything can probably happen.
Why is it always everyone showing up on our doorstep?
Because they know Andrew Berry's got a reputation.
No, but it makes it seem as if like the Browns will never themselves call up and try to get rid of these guys. It's only whatever happens when they're like, oh, we didn't see that coming. We got a phone call from this team, and when that team calls, you must answer. Like as if the Browns have never once called up a team and said, hey, we're shopping David Njoku. What can we get for him?
I think the reason being is they still want to – I think the Browns are very conscientious of they might be sellers, but they don't want the locker room to know they're sellers. Now, again, you and I both know the locker room is smarter than that, but I understand the framing of this of we had no intention of trading either player, and we just got – Surprised by it, had to do it, couldn't do without it. And I think that's what it comes down
to. By the way, it took him a week or so, but now the new narrative with Joe Flacco has been what you predicted would happen initially. They just didn't want to do it because you talked about it, I feel like. And now all of a sudden it's like, well, we had to do right by Joe.
Had to do right by Joe.
We had to do right by Joe. Yep. It's like, okay, so now we just waited a week until we could just put that one out there that way?
I will say something the Browns are very keenly aware of is if your first narrative doesn't work, move to the second one. If that one doesn't work, just keep going. Eventually, you'll get something to take. I have seen more Browns fans on the, well, they did right by Joe Flacco train after the latest kind of narrative spin here.
It's what started to happen, and it feels like it's the messaging that is happening right now. But yeah, no, I feel like everyone's on the table for the Browns from a, like any name you've heard. I mean, like guys like Shelby Harris are as good as gone. But like when we're talking about Njoku, we're talking about any of the offensive linemen. And I don't know what would change in the other direction. Even if you start getting a couple wins, like you should beat Miami this week, Nick. You yeah. should. But beating Miami shouldn't change your thought process on this at all. You're already headed to where you're headed.
Yeah, and I think where you're headed is not a definitive 4-13, 3-14. Where you're headed is you need a quarterback. And to get a quarterback, you need assets. And so anything that gets you an asset of measure, even if it's Shelby Harris to Team X with a 7th rounder that becomes a 5th rounder, yes, that's another asset that you can use in the top 150, the top 160 to help potentially get your quarterback. That's why, like when we talked about Shador earlier, where I was like, okay, if I'm going to trade Shador before he ever steps on the field for the Cleveland Browns, it's got to be something. It's got to be a top 100 pick. Certainly, it's got to be a top 64 pick. If I'm gonna make, but to me, the read on this is everybody but Miles is available. Just name your price.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out if there it really is somebody that isn't available. You mentioned Denzel Ward a couple days ago. Like, is Denzel Ward really unavailable?
No, shouldn't be.
You know, like I'm trying to think like our best players. And if you're in the acquiring assets part of this all, there really shouldn't be any names that you throw out there that you just think to yourself they can't even entertain that. And that's honestly, it's an exciting part of this season and this part of where we're at, but also a scary part for fans as well.
Well, so listen. I'm not itching to trade Denzel. If somebody comes along with a Jalen Ramsey trade, it's a conversation. That's the same thing. I'm not itching to trade Shador. Somebody comes along with a second or third round pick or a third round pick and another piece, it's a real conversation.
I think that might be why they keep phrasing it as if somebody calls us. Because usually if you're calling a team, then you're not going to end up with the two first round picks that you desire in like a Jalen Ramsey type trade, because you then are the team that is acting out of somewhat desperation. You know, you never get as much when you're the team that calls, but they're just sitting back and waiting. And it's interesting to me how it's at the behest of whatever team then calls and inquires.
And this is why it's another smart approach. The Browns are one of the few definitive sellers in the NFL with pieces that would entice people. Wyatt Teller, although I'd be mad if you traded him, Wyatt Teller would entice people. I think Denzel Ward would entice people. I don't really know what David Njoku's value is, but David Njoku is a valuable piece that somebody will give something of quality for, even if it's quote-unquote just a fourth-round pick. So then, from the Browns thing, like, that's why I wasn't really moved by the Joe Flacco thing. I was like, okay.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, you pick swapped a 6 for a 5. That's not like holy crap value. David Njoku for a 3rd or 4th round at his age, knowing he's going to be a free agent, it kind of is that kind of value.
How much can you strip down this offense that right now is already dead last in points scored this season?
As much as you need to.
I mean, I'm in that process. I think, I'm sure fans are in that process as well. It's going to be interesting to see how far they go, because it really can't, if you're trying to like protect the offensive line, can it really get much worse than what it's been? Can it really get much worse than what you've seen offensively? Because there's a bunch of statistics that would argue that it doesn't get much worse than what they've currently already done.
Well, the other thing with this is opening up Posick. If you were to move Posick, that allows you to put Whipler in there for for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I think trading Wyatt Teller would be colossally stupid. But hypothetically, Zach Zinter then goes in there and you get to see him at that side. And yes, a half season of play from any of your young offensive linemen should be enough to gauge whether they're going to be key pieces next year or just reserve guys or bench guys.
How much of a wheeling and dealing mentality are we going to have from this Browns team?
I mean, if Andrew Berry is truly safe, if Andrew Berry is truly beyond reproach, I would imagine considerable, right?
Well, that's why it's important that Haslam stays with that messaging, even if he doesn't believe it. Like in closed doors, you're telling him you're the guy long term, because you have to make sure he acts within the good interest of that. Because the moment he starts to sniff out and feel like he's got to get wins or he's got to make this look better than he does, he'll hold on to those guys.
216-474-0092. Should two more losses or should any outcome over the next couple of weeks change the Browns' deadline approach? I think the farther you get into seeing how broken this offense is and how much you truly need to fix it, a la, even if you hit on the quarterback, like you're still going to need some pieces around them, I think you gotta start making calculated decisions based off what you're getting in. If you trade Wyatt at all cost, it'll be, to me, at your own detriment. If you were to trade Denzel,
mm-hmm.
at your own, like, that's another detrimental thing. But most pieces, it's like, Shelby's a good rotational defensive lineman. That makes sense. And by the way, we should clear this up. Bonjour Bob was asking about, basically saying that Quinshon Judkins untouchable. Yeah, any of the rookies are untouchable.
Yeah.
Even a guy like Alex Wright. No, just give him some money, bring him back, and see what he can develop into, because he's having a really nice season.
Yeah, no, we're not. There's certain people that just doesn't make any sense to touch and move that way. That's, I don't think anyone would argue that. I'm curious to know how far they go. If it was me, I'd go to the, not to the extremes, but like there's a lot of players I'd be willing to open up and trade.
I think it's simple as, are you here in the next 3 years or not? Because if you're not here 3 years from now. And oh, by the other caveat of this, and it's not going to wreck the cap in making that trade,
mm-hmm.
then make the trade. Because here's the thing. If a team's desperate enough, you might be able to get a 4th-round pick and for them to eat some of Njoku's money. That opens up more money to kick to the future. Same again, I wouldn't trade Denzel, but if you look at this and go, well, we already have to pay MJ Emerson next offseason, we can get a whole host of assets for Denzel, and then MJ Emerson and Tyson Campbell become our starting corners. I can understand that philosophy, even if I don't love that philosophy.
Yeah, there's a lot more pieces that I feel like are valuable than maybe people even want to acknowledge. I mean, we haven't even brought up like a Jerry Jeudy type trade or something like that. Like, there's a lot of different guys that we hadn't thought of in a high level situation, and I don't know. I'm excited to see what they do with it. If what they did with the first 6 weeks of the season are any indication, like, this season shot to them. They're more than happy to move some of these guys, and I think they will.
Yeah, and it's going to be, I think it'll be telling. I really do. I think there's a huge difference in trading guys at the last year of their deal, Betonio, Teller, Njoku, Jerome Ford, Shelby Harris, and then maybe cutting a little deeper.
Do you like this is what the NFL has kind of turned into? All these trades, all these moves, all these deals. It's way different than when we grew up watching the NFL.
Yes and no. It sucks that my team always has to be the one selling, it mm-hmm. feels like. Although that's not entirely true. They have made deadline deals. Not a big deal. But
I know, but like last year, for instance, when they got rid of Za'Darius Smith and Amari Cooper, it did feel like it was blouses when that happened.
Yeah. And I think, again, getting back to the Browns messaging of how they're handling it, it's another reason why it actually is important that they continue to sell, hey, we're doing this for, we're making these moves not for next year, but for now as well. That is honestly why they might be also sending out the messaging. We're going to see how the next couple weeks go and keep themselves in this thing as much as they can.
He's probably think he's pretty good at this because he called Amari Cooper sucking before Amari Cooper even knew he was going to suck. That was a third round deal, and then Amari Cooper, once he got traded, fell off a cliff, and now he's not even in the NFL anymore.
I mean, Amari kind of told you this was going to happen with his holdout and hold in and not having a camp.
Well, I mean, I told you for months. I heard from people around Amari that his knees looked like oatmeal, and he was shot at that point. But again, he was ahead of it. He got third round value for Amari at a time when people thought around the NFL that he could still play the position. That was, when we think about good Andrew Berry decisions, oddly enough, that's going to be one of those that we do put. That's a feather in his cap.
What's the right read on the Browns deadline approach? We'll talk about that with John Fanta. If the Jets came a calling about Shedeur Sanders, would John Fanta make that trade? And why does the offense stink? John Fanta, NBC Sports, 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.